B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-R. That's a great chant,
isn't it?
It is. That's a great promo by Andrew.
Andrew did a great job with it. I love hearing that every day.
Yeah, it pumps you up. You automatically get into the mood. And then you hear the messages.
Yeah.
Well, leave your messages at 610-771-9751. Leave them there, and we play them right here. What's we got today, Andrew?
I just shared my trip to Dallas, and I wanted to let all y'all Dallas fans here in Philadelphia that the Dallas fans told me they dislike people who root for the Dallas Cowboys.
They're
on
Dallas. Yeah, y'all. Dallas cockroaches.
All right.
Here you go. That was Bilal.
Yes. We need to stop letting Dallas and the Cowboy fans that are local reside in our brains in any way, shape, or form. We need to get them out.
Well, I can't wait 2 weeks. So they're going to be in, though.
That's fine. Dallas
week. It's going to be a great week, man.
Yeah. Dallas fans, you don't need to worry about the Packers. You worry about Aaron Rodgers. All right? So, enjoy.
Jason, it's Gabriel. Ooh. It wasn't a winning season. It wasn't a losing season. It was a lukewarm, fast type of season. I've never been so blessed and proud to be around so many hardworking, valiant, effort men. Until my fate is decided, I shall be waiting with zen-like patience in my co-ed banyo with that. Until that time, Dallas sucks.
Well, Gabe's just awaiting his fate right now. But he was so proud of all the guys standing in the dugout at the rail. As the season ended.
You see him getting emotional.
Yeah.
I tend not to get emotional, but sometimes I can't help but get emotional, especially at an 81 season. Ooh.
Howie, please give me Jalen Ramsey. I want Jalen Ramsey. Please, please, please give me Jalen Ramsey. Please, please, please can I have Jalen Ramsey. I want Jalen Ramsey to get it done. He's only been in the league 2 years. You're going to have a shutdown corner for like 7 years. Get Jalen Ramsey.
Well, hold on. Does he want Ramsey? Did he say he wanted Ramsey? I'm confused.
Listen, I feel you.
I'd love Jalen Ramsey. The question is, Ant, will Saad Khan eventually concede to the trade demand of one Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah,
he concedes,
I don't know.
Eventually?
I don't know, dude. Who knows what's in the head of Saad Khan?
Not Shaka Khan.
I mean, I got no idea. he could be one of the stubborn guys and goes, you know what? Rot.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to play? You got a back problem all year long? Rot.
Johnny Middleton, if you don't clean house today, all three of them, and change this culture, then I'm going to send the Mayflower band line and get your team the f*** out of because they don't belong in Philly. They don't deserve to even be here if you're going to maintain that culture.
Oh, he's calling for the Mayflower truck.
That's actually really good.
Get him out.
He's great, that call.
He does a good job.
He does.
He's calling for it. Get the F out of here.
What do all these memes have in common? Cody Ashe, Nick Williams, Mickey Moniak, J.P. Crawford, Reed Hoskins. The list goes on and on of names we've been promised are our future. And what has happened to all these players? I believe Steve should go, but I think we need to start with our talent evaluators and start from the bottom to the top and get rid of everybody.
Correct. You are dead right.
The evaluation has been horrid. Once again, he's given an arsenal of assets, and he just fritters them away.
Yeah,
because you know why? They got bad scouts. They got bad eyes. They got no eyes. They got no judge of talent. They go in. All you need to know is they went into this season with those arms because they believed in all four of those guys, all four of them.
Ugh.
And you know what? They went 0-4. With Vinny and Flynn.
Pavetta.
And Eichhoff. They went 0-for. can't really, they can't judge any talent.
He brought up Cody Ashey, the guy that just left the message. Remember, you know that show, the Phillies Clubhouse, they do during the rain delays?
Yes.
So I remember years ago, they had Cody Ashey, and they were comparing his swing to Chase Utley. And they're like, look how identical his swing path is. Well, the
problem is, he can swing like him, he just couldn't hit the ball with that swing.
You know, it's funny. They are so... The hype that they... it's amazing. Most organizations don't hype up their own as much as the Phillies do. Like, most of them...
You hype them up when they prove it.
You shouldn't... Like, it's bad business. Think about business practice. You never set expectations high, right? You want to over-deliver.
Yeah.
Isn't that business 101?
Under-promise and over-deliver.
Isn't that 101? Yes. Isn't that a basic tenet?
Yep. If you're a winner.
These morons, they go over. We're great. This kid's great. This one's going to be great. That one's going to be great. How many times did Gabe say, we're going to be dominant? He dropped these words. Are you crazy?
Yep. Talking about the bullpen.
We're going to be dominant. Man, but he talked about that.
Anybody.
Wait, yep. I heard him say it like 10 times throughout the course of the year. You wait till we get on a streak.
As recently as a couple weeks ago.
We're going to be dominant.
Remember, like, he said it once after they lost the first two games in a series against the Braves, but they won game three.
Yeah.
So they lost the series still, but they won game three. And he said, "This is I can really feel us coming together now. This is where we go on this stretch run." After a series loss.
I mean, it's amazing.
Meanwhile, two years in a row, they suck down the stretch.
Well, they have fallen flat. The worst thing you could be is have a downward slope 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you can't. You got to end
up. Freaking good conscience, I don't know how those guys keep their jobs. Seriously, it's unreal.
Well,
and again, they're trumpeting their own guys. It's unbelievable. So then when they all flop, what? Oh, this is what this is the information we had at the time. Get out!
Yeah, and that's the problem. If you don't recognize the problems and face the problems and look in the mirror, you're never going to fix it because you're being told by McPhail, it's okay. We did good with the information we had at the time. We made the right decision. Well, get some new information from some people that know what the hell they're looking at.
That's terrible.
How is it that this team's been around since the 1800s and they can't draft and develop? How is that even possible? That you don't stumble on somebody that knows how to draft and develop other than Ed freaking Wade, you know, who got you Rollins, Utley, and Howard. I mean, come on. It's a disgrace. Internally, the front office tight inner circle believes its practices and processes are sound, and the decisions it would made were good ones based on the information at that time. That's from Todd Zielecki's story. Come on. It's a disgrace. They're a loser franchise. And John Middleton, we hope you change it. And you're running out of time. Make the changes. Let's bring the heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Like today, 90 plus degrees? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. It's enough already.
Come on.
It is enough already.
I know.
Let's not even waste another breath on that stupid team.
Well, the problem is
spit
that
in my face.
They have us held hostage.
Yeah. I need a negotiator. Where's Denzel? Right.
They have us held hostage, so that's why. And we keep going back to it because every day we keep waiting for some kind of announcement coming out of that team. And look, the baseball players are on, right? So, you know, of course they're going to be. And the Eagles haven't played, you know, the Eagles have the Jets. And the Sixers are in camp. And the Flyers haven't begun. So there's this little tiny window where we're like, you know, focused on them and focused on the hope of change.
Well, we're going to get an answer 3 weeks from tonight to bury it when the Sixers play the Celtics at the Wells Fargo Center to kick off the season. All right? That's when we'll get an answer.
You don't have to tell me.
And I won't give a rat's ass at that point. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We got the Primo's $100 gift card up for grabs for anybody on the phone that makes great points. I'll get in the mix to score the gift card for Primo Hoagies, $100. It's a nice little item there. So line up on the phones at 610-632-0975. Let's go to the man right now. We go to the Northeast and we talk to Hawk on the Fanatic. Hey, Hawk.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo, Hawk.
Hey, you know what? And I'm with you guys as far as it goes with if I think this team can win a Super Bowl. I'm kind of on the fence, not because of the way that the team is currently constructed, but because of the injuries. But the other thing is I really don't get too high up when I see guys flying around in the first four games of the season because everyone's healthy.
The weather is 85 degrees. Guys are running around, sweating and flying around. The one thing that I do judge is how you win games. When the weather starts, the dog days of like winter and November and December, the football changes. And you have to be able to run the football and you have to be able to stop the run. That's how you win when it starts to get cold outside. Now, the secondary, how they're playing those guys, they used to have them like 5 yards off. I have to look at the All-22 film so that I could be able to tell. Remember back in 2017 when we won the Super Bowl that year, they were a sucker for the double move. Well, Jim Schwartz has those guys like shaded back a few yards so that first move, that initial move, that in route or that out route, now they're surrendering that and they're giving that up. So it's like just react to the football rather than the guy turn up and run by you for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So what I'm more so looking for is because we can run the ball, we have a power run game, you have to have that push in the red zone. And I believe in Carson Wentz wholeheartedly. I do, because you can't dismiss the value of having a quarterback who can find a way to win. With Zach Ertz and the receivers, we're going to get healthy. So I'm thinking that if Deshaun comes back like you, Anthony, if he comes back and we put more of the load on the Jordan Howard and learn to, you know, by that time, Miles Sanders would have worked out his kinks. And then we have D-Jack and, you know, back in the fold and everybody's kind of, okay, you got it out. All of the bad football out of your system. No one's going to want to see us come playoff time. I don't care if it's in the link or on the road, man. That's my opinion on it. So that's why I stand. That's where I stand as far as the goals with moving forward, man. But I would definitely say judge what you can do. Like, where are we ranked as far as the goals against run defense? And if you can't run against a team in those cold months, November, December, you're not going to have success. And we're like, what? What are we, like second or third against the run?
Yeah, I think I like their run. I think it's amazing because I think their run defense has been good.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, and if you can't run in November, December, it's not going to open up. You can't really use the pass to open up the run because guys are going to slow down come those colder months. So I'm thinking that this team is the offensive line. They're saying all of the right things, but we have to know which way to honestly judge this team to see who's going to win. What is the truth? What is the moment of truth when you're when you're on the field in between those lines? What can we really take from these teams to see, okay, this is what is honestly indicative of or going to be indicative of?
Okay, so it's a great question, Hawk, right? So let's look at the other teams and you go, are they for real or not? All right, so Hawk, let's go Cowboys. See, I think they're real.
Okay, well, you think the Cowboys are real. Is Dak a front runner in terms of Dak reminds me a lot of McNabb, where not to say he doesn't have like fourth quarter comeback wins, he has to be better than the other team.
I think McNabb is better than Dak. I think Dak is a winner, though, and I think he's getting better. I just think he's a little erratic. I think he's more of a winner than five.
Right, no, I'm not saying that he is five or who. I said he reminds me. He reminds me a lot of five, where I don't think that if, like, you watch, take that game against Green Bay. Take that game against the Saints. Look at what Carson did against Green Bay's defense and where they were ranked, and then look at what the Saints' defense were able to do against them. And he had a run game. Imagine if you gave Carson Wentz a guy like Ezekiel Elliott against that team.
I hear you, but I do think their defense is good. In fairness, Hawk, I just think they're legit. And I think he's improved enough to where he can be, he can help you win. He's not, like, I don't think he's going to throw you to victory, but I think he can guide you to victory, that's why I look at Prescott.
Yeah.
I think the Rams, I think they have some issues, but I think they have some talent. Saints, when they get Breeze back, has some talent. You know, I don't know what to think of the Vikings. So I do like the Vikings a lot. I like their skill. I like their defense, their skill players. The quarterback is, trouble. And I think the coach is even worse.
Yeah. Hawk's in the mix now for the $100 gift card to Primo's. He's in the till. So we'll see who else
let's
add here.
Let's get T-Will up there.
Yeah, let's get T-Will on the cell. Is on the finale. T, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, man, listen, man. We're gonna dive in right into this, okay? We're not playing any games. So let's talk about the Phillies, which just ended. That whole organization is in shambles, okay? And we're not gambling right here, all right? You guys right now do not know which way is up. when you have a manager coming into the second season and you gave him an opportunity the first season to learn how to manage, and he came in the second season making the same mistakes, not having a set rotation, not having any pitching, not having any closer who was set and stable. Guys go down injured, and just the Phillies organization didn't give him anything to work with but Dreck. This is what you end up with. I said this President's Day weekend. I said the team was not going to win because they didn't have any pitching, and it came to fruition. All right? So the Phillies, until they get pitching, until they get someone in there who can evaluate talent, they're never going to win. So we're going to move on to the Flyers since the Flyers are starting. They finally got a goalie. Once you got a goalie, you made some moves, you got some new blood in there, you got new eyes. Hopefully it'll be better. I think Jason Lowkey, the Flyers are going to be pretty good this year. They just got to find another scorer. They somehow, some way can get one of these kids to become another scorer, then they're going to be really good.
Good point.
We're going to move on to the Sixers. All right. The Sixers. All I'm going to tell you is all you Ben Simmons haters out there, when the guy tells you I made the All-Star game and the All-Star team without a jump shot, imagine what I'm going to do now. When you have people like Kobe Bryant telling this guy that he's going to be the best of the best if he develops a jumper, and he worked his butt off in the gym, and if he shows it to you, I don't want to hear any hate. Because Ben Simmons hate is like Carson hate. You just hate the hate. But you don't realize how good this guy is on the defensive side, pushing the ball off the break, getting back, chasing down blocks. He does everything you need. Because let's face it, a point guard is there to distribute the ball. Okay? He gives us more than distribute. He gets us in the offense as fast as possible for Embiid to be the crown jewel and to do what we do. Now, everyone knows the Sixers are on a title run, and that's what we're heading for, a title run. So every time we call up to talk about the Sixers, every other night, it's going to be talking about a title. Now we're going to get to the Birds. The Birds right now are hurt, okay? But guess what? Doug's point has always been next man up. You have to use that next man up mentality. Howie is being aggressive. If they're not going to trade Jalen Ramsey, I don't want Howie to just sit on his hands. And we know he's not. He's going to continue to make moves to make this team better. I'm not worrying about the Eagles right now. I'll worry about the Eagles when December and January come around, because that's when football is really going to matter, and we're going to have the softer part of our schedule, and we're, all our guys are going to be back healthy, and then we can really evaluate our team. Right now, we just had preseason. We just came out of preseason in September. Now the regular season is going to start. You know, we got the heart of our schedule coming up, and once we get through the heart of our schedule, the Birds are going to fly.
Love it, T. Will. Well said, man. You're in the mix for the Primo gift card, brother.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate
there he is, T. Will, checking in. He's our Doug P. scout as well.
It's good 4-for-4 isms right there.
Little. Great rant. Well prepared, yeah. T. Will. Does a nice job. 610-632-0975. Let's head to South Philly, talk to Tommy on the phone. He clears the board as well. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, I'm calling. What's up, cuz? What's up, Jason?
Yo, Tom.
Listen, I love all the points that cuz made about the Phillies, but it's hard to sit there, and when Jason chimes in, it takes away from it because you won't bash the Flyers like that. The Flyers have been an organization that has sucked in the city for the last 10 years, even further, going all the way back until once we lost Lindros, the Flyers were nothing. They never.
They went to a cup final in 2010, Tommy.
Yeah, on a lucky run, and then they traded everybody.
Yep. I pointed that out, too. That was kind of an apparition. I agree.
When the Flyers are doing bad, you won't bash them.
Well, you may want to listen a little closer. I roasted them last year. Roasted them.
I don't know about that too much.
Honestly, brother, I sit next to him, and I got to come to his defense here. I've been witness to it.
Yeah, I killed them last year.
Trust me, Tom. Listen, he may watch football in bed.
Winners in this city,
right? Now, listen, he may watch football in bed And he may have milk with spaghetti, but he keeps it real.
Listen, I always love the points you make. I listen to the show all the time.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah, appreciate it, brother.
Tommy, just to sum it up for you.
I need it even across the board.
No doubt. Tommy, here's the deal. Listen. Listen. They've been a disgrace since 2012, and they made those moves with Richards and Carter and got rid of that core that, for some reason, they decided couldn't win going forward despite that great, that lucky run. You know, they matched up great in that run because Washington got knocked out by the Montreal Canadiens that year. But since then, they haven't won a playoff series. They make the playoffs every other year, and they haven't won squat. That's been a disgrace. Yep. It's been a disgrace what's going on here with them. And they better get it straightened out, or I'll tell you what, there's going to be more heat thrown their way. Because this isn't some podunk hockey market. It's not. People care. And what they've done, they turned it over to a new regime, and they better get it right. They better get it right. Plain and simple. 610-632-0975.
Hey, Dr. Freeze, let me ask you a question. It's 92 degrees outside. How's tomorrow going to be the high 63?
I know. Crazy.
That's cold front.
Yep. Well, fall's going to come in tomorrow.
Right. That's a nasty front.
Yeah, I love it.
Mr. Freeze front.
He loves it.
Bring it on, man.
Bring it on. I like the cold, too.
You're going to be pucks on the ice tonight. 90 degrees.
Who watches football in bed?
That was a big discussion yesterday on the United Nations of Eagles fans Facebook fan page.
How could you watch an Eagles game in bed?
I
can't
do the football. You know what I do that Jason does? I do light the candle during the football game.
Oh, yeah.
I light the candle.
Yeah. You know, a little aromatherapy during the
pumpkin,
game.
We got a little pumpkin scent going on right now in the house.
Hey, Yankee?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, nice to know you go with the
high-end
product.
Or it might have been a $2 CVS one that I bought, but... They all smell the same.
It's a Bobo candle.
They
all
smell the same,
dude. No, they don't. The Yankee is superior. Now, it's a lot more money, but the Yankees are superior. You're looking at me like I got three heads.
No, I mean...
You're not a candlesman?
I like candles. I do. I'm not... You know, if they appear, great. Otherwise, you know...
you don't go to the Yankee store?
I'm not shopping. No.
And they're smelling them all?
Listen, I like them. So if they appear, I'm in. But, you know...
I remember I bought a bunch in college because my apartment always smelled. So
well,
I was like,
yeah,
all right,
that's good.
I'm
going to
buy
that.
Some candles.
Yeah. It doesn't overpower the
Rite Aid, $5, 2 for $10.
The scent of the sweat socks, but other than that, I just don't get to watch the game in bed. Mikey Mist does that too.
Yeah. He's a bedsman.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I got that dude in bed and folding the laundry. People were apoplectic that I would fold laundry during the game.
I just think that's so weird.
Just nervous anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you try and lay in bed and relax.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
What, watching football in bed?
Yeah.
Folding the laundry.
Does that.
I don't think it's awful.
No?
No.
I've done the Phillies in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Phillies put you to bed half the time.
But those later innings, 7, 8, 9?
You can't even go pajamas watching the game. You got to be fully dressed.
I'm in sweats, you know.
99 days out of 100 anyway.
8th inning, you do the laptop in bed. Not a football game, but a baseball game you can.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a TV in the room?
Whatever.
No, come on, dude.
You don't have a TV in your bedroom?
You know who you're talking to?
I cannot have a TV in your bedroom. In this day and age, TVs aren't that expensive anymore.
My TV
bro.
Doesn't even have HD.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, bro.
All right, it's the midday show. Mikey Miss is coming up at 2 o'clock. Yes, Andrew, I'll tell you.
Talk to management for me.
Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on 97.5 The Fan. Let me tell you about a great company. It's called Lightstream. Now, who doesn't want less stress in their life? I know I don't. You know, if you want it, how about high-interest credit card bills? They add stress. Well, I've got a solution for you. That's the good news. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is much lower than the national average interest rate, over 20% APR, plus your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit, that they deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for our listeners, how about apply now and get a special interest rate discount? Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/fanatic. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/fanatic. It's subject to credit approval, and the rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/fanatic for more info.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all means country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
Give me some good questions. Andy. Come on.
Pull your head out of your ass.
All right. We got Mikey Mist coming up, top of the hour. I'm all in on good sports. We start good sports now.
Oh, that's great.
Because you have hockey. Soon basketball's going to start, but we got hockey, right?
Yep.
Huge. Tomorrow night, we got baseball playoffs.
Yep.
We got another game tonight. Got a couple games. Friday, I think we got four games.
Yeah.
Right? College tomorrow. NFL tomorrow night. A good NFL game tomorrow night.
Yeah, about Rams.
Seattle Rams.
Seahawks in Seattle, the 12th man.
Yeah.
That's the big NFC game right there. Yeah, great stuff.
Also got a big matchup for Temple.
Yeah.
At East Carolina.
Yeah.
Huge game.
Yeah.
October college football.
Coach. How about Rod Carey? How about not letting these guys go? Not letting these guys speak after that loss 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's weak sauce right there.
Yeah, it's a weird move.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. It's horrible. What kind of message is that to your team?
Bounce back. Beat Georgia Tech.
I know, but what kind of message? We didn't get to it. But it's such a horrible message to your team.
Totally agree.
That you should not, if you lose.
Tuck tail and run.
And then you don't speak. First of all, you should be happy that anybody covers your games.
Yeah. They're begging for attention, and then you don't make the players available?
Come on.
A Temple Buffalo game. You know?
It's weak.
Man up.
How about, did you see that your boy, Matty Rhule, signed an extension down in Baylor? I'm sure there's a big clause in that contract that says I can get out to go to the NFL, though. I can guarantee that.
Well, they keep giving him more money.
Yeah, because they don't want him to leave.
They keep giving him more money, and he keeps getting interviews, and he keeps getting even more money.
So the last two NFL offseasons he's interviewed for NFL jobs, he's going to find one this year, isn't he?
Well, but here's the thing. I think with this extension, I think he stays another year.
Wow, because it'd be bad for him?
I think it might be part of the deal.
He took over a program that was in shambles.
How many times did I tell you? Listen, you didn't hear this from me.
All right?
Nobody listened either. And I pray that this does not happen. But if the Cowboys were to fall short this year
Jason
and not
Garrett.
Win, at some point, don't be surprised if the Cowboys approach Matt Rhule.
Jera makes the call.
Don't be surprised. Matt's got a lot of people in Texas who love him.
Yeah. Well, he's got to deny him, Matty Rhule.
That would be horrible because
he'd be so conflicted, wouldn't you?
He's a good buddy of mine and we talk all the time and.
You know where I want him? In Happy Valley.
Right.
Where he belongs.
Listen, if he's not at Baylor, he'll be in the NFL.
Yeah. He's always had eyes for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think this year, though. I think he stays.
All right, well, the Cowboys can hire Wade Phillips again or something like that. All right. Well, let's go to Marquise on the cell on the Fanatic. Hey, Marquise.
Hey, man, how are you?
What's up, Marquise?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Phillies and dive into a little deeper analysis of their situation.
Sure.
A lot of people... I called in the other night, and a lot of people discuss not liking Gabe Kapler's analytics and launch angle, and I think that's just because a lot of people have a big misunderstanding of what that is. Launch angle and the new analytics that they're looking at, launch angle is just merely the angle the ball comes off the bat. And the new way of thinking is if you hit the ball at a certain exit velocity and you get a certain launch angle between a certain degrees, you will then produce the most damage you can possibly produce from your swing. I'm a 19, I play in college last year at Goldie Beacom in Delaware. And a lot of our hitting development was, implementing and using and learning these metrics.
Here's the problem. What people, I'm going to stop you off the bat. Because, you're not wrong in what you say. There's an issue, though. Let's take Rhys Hoskins. Let's take Rhys Hoskins, and you're clinging to your playoff life. You, as a ball player, I'll give you a scenario. It's the eighth inning. There's two outs. There's two strikes. It's 2-2 count. Eighth inning, two outs, runner on second.
Right.
Now, what's your approach?
I'm guessing
to tie that second. Well, you have to. Thank you. You're a ball player. Thank you. And unfortunately, Gabe Kapler and that approach has not been. We saw the holes throughout the season and the mistakes and in their approach. Trust me, their mistakes in approach is rampant.
No, I can understand that, but I think that's just the way baseball's moving into.
No. This has nothing to do with the direction of baseball. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with they can't teach hitting. They are They are inept at teaching hitting.
I don't think it's Gabe Kapler necessarily.
It's organizational philosophy.
Trust me, bro.
He's a terrible manager. It has nothing to do with analytics. He makes mistakes all the time. He's an awful manager. His mistakes are ridiculous, in fact.
Let's go to VG on the cell, not on the text board. VG, what's up?
Hold on, guys. Let me sit up. I'm laying in bed. Wait a second.
Well, get up and fold some laundry already.
I just finished that, man.
All right. Is that weird?
Who am I to judge if it's weird or not? I mean,
you ain't exactly normal, VG. I know that.
Of course not.
No.
Completely different. I myself wouldn't do it. The bed is for two things, kicking boots and sleeping. That's it. Dude, is John Middleton married, brother. Is John Middleton just a moron? Like a bonehead?
No.
I don't get it.
You know he's not, but is he complacent with the situation? Perhaps.
But what would prompt him to extend these guys to start with the season off with?
All right, so you know the deal. I don't think he's complacent at all, but you know the deal. He feels like he has a good working relationship with them. So, like, he works with them every day, right?
So
imagine that he's built a degree of trust, and he's built a degree, I'm sure he likes them. I mean, that's the 101. You work with someone, and you foster a friendship through work and respect, and you like that person. And so you're off. You're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes a guy like John Middleton is like kind of the last to realize that, you know, hey, unfortunately, the guy that you hired can't do the job.
Right. But knowing that now, what's the hesitation? My point is,
I don't think he's ready to believe that.
But he surrounds himself with Charlie's an advisor. Charlie
is not really an advisor.
Yeah, who's the old head from Seattle? I forget his name. Too much weed.
Now we know what you're doing, Ben.
Yeah.
Bob's within arm's reach.
You know who I mean. He was the GM during the championship run, 2008.
Ruben Amaro?
No.
You talking about Gillick?
Oh, you mean...
Yeah. Gillick.
He was the president.
But Gillick's an advisor, too. I mean, they got to know...
Gillick's on an island.
They're not talking VG, honestly.
Yeah.
He's talking to McPhail, and he has a degree of respect for McPhail, and I'm sure a friendship and a good working relationship with, and they're probably, I'm sure he's very fond of Matt Klentak and Ned Rice, and, you know, that's kind of how it works.
And they pat each other on the back. They have a nice system.
You know, and it's going to take, my guess is probably another year. You know, I guess sometimes those guys are the last to realize that, you know what, I got to pull the trigger.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. One more segment to go here on the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Window Nation. Mother Nature has a warning for you. When the leaves start to change, you got to think about changing as well. Changing the old windows on your home. Now, Window Nation can help you get ready for the colder weather now with this offer. Window Nation is going to make protecting your home from the elements easy with the Fall Into Savings sale. Right now, you're going to get two free windows for every two you buy. Wood or vinyl styles. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, receive 0% interest for a full 18 months. Now, that's no interest all the way into the year 2021. Over 80,000 customers have chosen Window Nation to protect their home from nature's elements. And trust me, I've done it as well. New energy efficient windows, they make a huge difference in a home's comfort and your heating bills. That saves you money. So make the phone call to 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, 88 free, no limit, and get that 0% interest until 2021, a full 18 months. But don't put off protecting your home for one more year. You do that every year. Well, maybe next year, maybe next year. Make the call now. Call Window Nation and enjoy new windows today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. What a fun day.
Yeah. Needed it.
It's a good day.
You know, I got our closer to another week of football.
We got our I got our Phillies vitriol out. Always feels good.
Yeah, we'll probably talk carry a little
Eagles,
bit of it.
It was good Eagles talk.
Yeah.
Good Eagles talk. And it's going to start. It's going to heat up a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, after this Jet game.
Man, what a tough chunk of the schedule.
After this Jet game, it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Three tough road games. Minnesota, Dallas, and Buffalo.
And then you said the Bears. Right, and that's a month of great theater.
Yeah, and then you get your bye week, you can exhale, and then prepare for the Patriots and the Seahawks at home, and what's one game past the actual midway point of the season. But
yeah, man,
gotta take care of business this week. Now 13.5 point favorite over the Jets, but gotta check out Jaws tonight, Ant. 6 to 7, Ron Jaworski Show. Live from Valley Brook Country
Club.
Love
the tonight. Jaws.
Yeah, Barrett Brooks will be with him.
Love the Jaws. You got the hat? Tunis, you got the hat because we want to give out our Primo gift card. A $100 Primo gift card. So you got the qualifiers in the hat. Pick it out, Tunis.
Who's our winner, chicken dinner? All right, enough of that. Our winner, Hawk from Northeast Philadelphia. Oh. He's the winner of our $100 gift card to Primo's.
Congratulations. Perfect. You watch the game with your friends this week. Score big, serve in style with Primo Hoagies. Order online, PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie. What do I say? It's a Primo.
Yeah, I'll have a Primo right next to me as I'm folding laundry watching the game. Week. I did. It was delicious, too.
It's a fine item.
Oh.
So you know what was great about that Primo?
What's that?
So I still had the sore throat. So it was hard to eat. It's hard to eat a hoagie when
what
you
was that, Monday or was it last week? It was last week, right?
It was last week. It was on Thursday. Thursday, right. You guys were away.
Right.
So Thursday, they dropped them off. I came back Sunday morning from the bachelor party and it was still in the fridge.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And you know how I like cold. Even though hoagies are normally cold, but it's right. Extra cold from being in the fridge. That hit the spot.
See, I'll pop that thing.
Second half.
It's been sitting for a couple of days. Like, I'll pop it in the microwave for a good 8-9 seconds and it softens the roll.
Oh.
Nice. Not heating it, you're just re-softening
it. Yeah, but you're heating it. The deli
it's
meats
like 8
get warm.
Seconds. The bread, no, it doesn't make it warm, knucklehead.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can't re-soften
it's like putting a soft pretzel in the microwave for a couple seconds just to re-soften it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's basically all it does.
Deli meats. Bread in the microwave.
Why?
It kills it.
It re-softens it. If it's starting to get a little hard.
It kills it. It makes it inedible.
I beg to differ.
You're not supposed to put bread. That's why you kill bread. You can't put bread in a microwave.
No, normally, if I'm having a nice pasta dinner, I'll put bread in the oven.
If you ever want to try to re-get a stale pretzel or roll
mm-hmm.
that's kind of stale, you could put a little, drizzle it very lightly with water and put it in the oven.
Yeah, that takes
not
too
the
long.
Microwave oven, the real oven.
Yeah, it takes too long.
And that will crisp it up.
Yeah, we got the art of fine cuisine in my house. The microwave.
Microwave and deli meats.
I'm anti-microwave.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am.
You're out of the microwave?
No.
Oh, do you like popcorn? Yeah, I use the microwave for popcorn. Or are you a Jiffy Pop man?
Yeah, with the little
stuff.
No,
I don't do the Jiffy Pop.
I like the Jiffy
Shaking
Pop.
It.
I do it for the kids, but I, you know. Yeah, I'm anti-microwave. I don't like the microwave.
You're out on the microwave. Congrats to Vinny Fidelco.
I figured you'd like the microwave.
He scores the tub of peanut chews. So we'll have another tub to give away tomorrow here on the program, Anthony. And we'll get to that. Also, thanks to everybody on the phones today. Everybody did a really nice job on the telephones today.
My man, Danny Muriello, on the text board. He's an animal.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I am.
You're an animal.
I don't deny it.
You're an animal.
I'm a red-blooded American.
Johnny Sauer, here he goes, the animal.
Me and Frankie. Prehistoric
the
man.
The Moroccan mole.
All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2 to 6. And today he's got Jason Stark on the program. Is that right, Andrew? Jason Stark today at 4:30. And you get the Tim McManus midweek report today at 4:10. So be interested to hear what both of those fellas have to say with Mike. And our handoff, as always, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday, the midday show, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.